Okay, today is August 13th, and Ross is working on my computer. You've gotten a long ways, Ross. He's been typing. I left him, and he only had 15. We have the numbers up to 15. The spaces in between. Now he did 16, 17, 18, and he's working on 19. Let's see if he'll make it to 20. Ross saw a 20, and I said, "That's a 20 you've seen before." He said, "Oh, yeah, sure. Is that at the end of my clock?" And I said, "No, that's a 12. Ross is doing typing the numbers past 15, and I remember him, he's going 10.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Okay, we're ready for 18. Oops, space.
What?
Okay, space.
What? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
Oops, where are you now? You haven't finished 18.
Yeah, but I'm still getting the numbers.
In your mind.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Ross bashed a ball into the hedge, and he said, "Oh, I think we could go on without it. Let's don't even think about it, okay?" I forgot to say we're having a hard time finding the ball. He said, "Oh, now, Scamp, what did you say?" This is first. Look what I can do. Tell me what you said.
I can climb down this bar. Little kids like you, Marky, can never do that.
And what about big people?
Yeah. No.
You said, "I'm too, Dad, you're too much big to do it. Too much. Yeah, you're too much big to do it."
Mm-hmm.
And little kids like Marky can't do it.
Or 3-year-olds or 2s or ones.
Or ones or
zeros.
Can't do it. Yeah, zeros was my idea. I told them zeros.
But only 4s or 6s or 5s.
Or for 5s, right. Okay, very good. Ross showed me a picture of himself and Mark and said, "Dad, is this for real?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Oh." And he said, "When did we have this taken?" And I said, "At your old preschool." "When did we have this taken?" Ross said, "Would you do me a favor? Could you take this down with Marky?" Marky said, "Could you?" And he stopped and said, "Would you do me a favor? Would you take this down with Marky?" There's a new thing from both Mark and Ross at the same time. They're good at this thing. "Would you do me a favor?" So we're going to go on a ride, and Ross said, "For who to go where?" There we go. Double question, Liz, right? Right. Also, a little earlier, we were swinging, and Ross said, "Remember the time that I hit you in the tummy?" Chuckle, chuckle.
Where's the ball?
Right, where's the ball? And then we were talking about a shot, and I said I needed a shot. I meant a shot of whiskey.
I heard that. Yeah.
And Ross said, "You want it in the arm or in the back?"
No, the back or the arm.
In the back or in the arm, right. Good. That's what he said.
Ross said, "Give me more Raisin Bran than Marky has Cheerios," which is saying exactly what he wants, correctly.
Ross said, "Guess what, Daddy? When I saw Space Ghost, he opened his mouth and he closed his mouth and he said, I had to open my big fat mouth." Right? In other words, he had made a mistake. This is something on one of his programs on TV. Rossi was drinking milk, and earlier he'd asked for apple juice. And now he said, "Can I have more apple juice?" And he meant milk. But he had thought even though he was drinking milk, he had asked for apple juice earlier. So that was on his mind still. I said, "I want more apple juice." And I said, "Milk." And he said, "I mean milk." Marky picked up a plum and said, "What's this called?" And Ross said, "A grape." And I said to Ross, "Did you really think that was a grape?" And he said, "Yeah." No, I said it was a plum, and Ross said, oh, and then I said, did you really think it was a grape? And he said, yeah, I did. A little earlier, we were up on the golf course, and Ross said, I remember us coming up here when in the winter, is that right? And I remember that we played in the sand pile. So this is a nice case of remember, both with a full clausal compliment and also with just a compliment with another pronoun. I remember us coming. Instead of saying that we came, he said us coming. Very nice use of the word.
The white whale.
What?
The white whale thing.
Yes, he said it just right, Ross. I remember us coming. Very nice. That's called a plum, Ross. Do you like the nectarine? Does it taste good?
Plum.
Do you think Marky would like one?
Is it?
I think Marky might want to. Let's see if he's got any.
It's not a plum.
No, you're pretty good shape. Got a couple on your.
What?
I got a couple here. No, you're in good shape, Ross. You didn't get very many.
But plum here?
Well, when you take your shoes off.
I love this.
Okay. Ross was unloading the knives from the dishwasher, and he said the knives seemed to be perfect. And I asked him what he meant, and he said, well, what did you mean, Ross? I couldn't understand what he said, so he's going to explain it again. What did you mean?
I meant that they were good feelings.
They feel like another thing. They were smooth, right? And they didn't cut you. Didn't cut you.
No, didn't pinch you like that big bite. I love you, Daddy.
Oh,
I love you.
I
love you too.
Do you love me?
I love you.
Okay. Do you mean that they don't cut you?
Well,
knives don't cut you? They're smooth?
No. I mean that those knives do not feel
hot.
Burning, pinching hot.
Oh, I see. Well, what he meant was I had told him a little earlier that those dishes were hot, right? And he was afraid of the dishes. Were you afraid of the dishes? You thought they might hurt you?
Mm-hmm.
And then he found that the knives were not hot, so he meant they're perfect. In other words, they're okay. They're fine. They're fine. The knives are fine. They won't hurt.
Like a bat.
I told Ross that he could have a cookie and if he drank some milk with it, it wouldn't hurt his cavities. He said, no, I don't want it. He said, you're making me have cavities. And I said, no, Ross, you're making a big mistake. And he said, it really is going to hurt me. And I said, no, it won't. He said, but I tried it one time and it really hurt me. Is that right? What happened?
It did not work.
Oh yeah, I tried it one time and it did not work. What happened?
My tooth got hurt.
Oh, it did? Your tooth got hurted?
Yeah, but it didn't fall off.
Okay. Well, what about now? If you have one cookie, maybe it'll be good for you now.
No.
Mm-hmm. I think you should. I really wish you'd have a cookie. It would make me feel better. Please eat one cookie. We were reading the story and Marky started counting frogs, going, that's a frog and that's a frog, and Ross said, oh, go on with the story anyway, Daddy. And then when he was finished, he said, he's done, Dad, he's done counting them, Dad. Okay. It's the morning of the 19th or the 20th of August. Ross said, why do we always have to eat breakfast at the time when I want to watch my cartoons? In other words, when I want to watch my cartoons, or at the same time as when I want to watch my cartoons. But what he said was just at the time. I don't know, Ross. Ross said, Daddy, guess what? I remember a day when I dreamed of Darth Vader and Star Wars. And I dreamed, is that Fantasy World 2? So Ross said, it wasn't good to be violent. He said, how come girls get strawberry shortcake? It's not fair to boys. He said, I prove it that boys should get them too. Ross was complaining that Marky had wrinkled up one of the dollars bills, and he said, I prove it that Marky should never have played with the dollars. In other words, should never have messed up the dollars. In other words, I hereby claim that Marky should never have claim that it would have been better if Marky had never messed up one of the dollars. And this is his second use of I prove it today. I'm going to have to straighten him out on what it means. He thinks it means I hereby claim, which he wants to say, I prove it. Yeah, I hereby prove it. No, he says, I prove it.
I prove
it that Marky should never have messed up the dollars.
What a declamatory.
Right. And on top of that is the retrospective conditional. Okay, should never have. Told Russ that we had to call up Liz. He wanted to get some Battle Cat and Castle Grayskull and Beast Man. And I told him we had to call up Liz to see if she thought it was okay. And Russ said, Dad, I got an idea. Why don't we just not get organized with her? And what else?
Go ahead and jam and don't worry about us getting too violent.
You don't think we have to worry about it?
What?
You don't think we have to worry that you might get too violent?
What?
What if you start hitting people?
I won't.
You sure?
I promise.
Okay. We found a Bam Bam in the vitamins. I thought I had put the Bugs Bunny vitamins on top of the Flintstone vitamins in the vitamin jar. We found a Bam Bam, and Ross said, yeah, I said, it's a little baby, and Ross said, yeah, I think it's Bam. You know, I said, you mean Bam Bam? And he said, yeah. And he said, I think that some of the Flintstones are on top. So he remembered that.
Violent.
Yeah, I know. They're very violent. Everything's violent.
Ross came running into the kitchen from the dining room. He and Brian were writing names on cards. And he came in to get a pen. I guess he saw my cup and saucer sitting, a couple cups and saucers sitting on the top. The desktop above the drawer where he got his pens out. Anyway, he got the pens out and he turned around, looked at me and said, sorry to bother you, and then ran out of the room. Brian said, Ross, I'm going to take the mail out now. And Ross said, out of what? That's super, guys. And Brian meant out to the mailbox, and Ross was thinking he meant out of some container.
Ross is doing a picture of Chewbacca, right? And he said, should I cover up the breasts with hair? And I said, you don't have to. And he said, boys have breasts, right? And I said, yeah, just little ones, right? He said. And I said, yeah. He said, so I can cover them up, right? Right. I said, right. Let's see, Ross said, I'm not very interested in toys, but when I'm watching TV, I'm not into them. Is that right?
No, I'm not
interested in them. Is that right? Okay. I flushed the toilet while Ross was on it. He said, you should never do that while I'm, you know what. It was his first case of being modest, I guess, about this. Ross has been kind of negotiating about whether or not he's going to get some more Masters of the Universe toys. And I told him that we found that there was a Masters of the Universe toy at Penny's. And he said, you remember that deal I made by crying? What do you mean about the deal you made by crying, Ross?
No, you turned off your mind.
What was the deal?
The deal to read only one book.
What? Read only one book?
Yeah.
You mean I changed my mind, but you don't have to read the year's book like we said?
Right.
And so we've changed the whole deal?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Please.
Ross uses soon in the poetic sense. He says, I know that soon we'll be home, instead of saying, I know we'll be home soon. Right? Mm-hmm. I know that soon we'll be home. He always puts it in front of the proposition that it relates to. Today is August 21st. I told Ross that when we have two toys, they're always for two boys. And he said, I know that, and when I know it, you don't have to tell me. Exasperatedly.
Oh, yeah, what?
I'm also going to tell a joke that you heard on Pinwheel.
Okay, you say the broken cookie is very crummy.
The broken is very crummy.
No,
the cookie is very crummy.
I don't get it.
Why not?
No, you say the broken cookie is very crummy.
Okay, the broken cookie is really crummy.
Very.
Very crummy.
Mm-hmm.
Now I understand. I still have one last question.
Good. What was the joke?
I don't get it.
You don't get it? That was a joke. It was when the person said, I don't get it. And though I explained crummy, you mean, you know, it has lots of little crumbs in it.
Hmm.
When you say?
I don't get it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I still have one question.
Still,
I don't get it.
You still have one question, huh?
I don't get it.
I get the joke.
No, I don't mean the joke. I mean the word.
Oh, crummy?
Oops, I don't get it still.
What's the word you don't get?
The broken cookie is very crummy. Yeah, I don't get it.
You get it, Mom?
No?
Mom?
You, Dad.
Dad, I'm bad enough at jokes that I should.
Mary said, yeah, Dad, you've known all day about the cake. And Ross said, the cake. In other words, I did blow that one earlier. Yeah, he's known about that all day.
No, he says, yeah, he still knows.
Yeah, he still knows. Yeah, he still knows.
But you didn't know all day about
the what? Are you going to blow it? No, not that.
No, not blow the candle. We don't mean that. You know what it means to blow it?
What?
Mess up.
It means to tell a secret when you're not supposed to.
In this case, that's what it means.
You want to tell a secret when you're not supposed to?
No. I never learned.
Maybe Daddy
better
open
the
presents and turn off the tape.
So Mark Ross eats some rice, or else he wouldn't have a good birthday party. He said, Dad, remember what you said, don't boss me. As if I had somehow made that promise that I wasn't going to boss him. I don't remember having made. I told Ross that if you don't eat your bologna, there won't be any chocolate cake. And he said, Dad, you know what you're doing. And I said, yeah, threatening. Then he nodded his head, agreeing. I told Ross that he could wash his hands. He could stay and have cake. He said, no, I'm going to wash my hands and then come back. Ross brought a cassette to me and said, Dad, is this Black Hole in Star Wars? And I said, yeah. And he said, see, I'm beginning to read. Even with Star Wars, I'm getting better and better. And actually, of course, it's not even with Star Wars, it's with Star Wars 2, or particularly with Star Wars. I mean, he can read Smurfs and some other words like that real well in certain books, he knows. So it's not even with Star Wars, there's no reason. Star Wars is one of the last things he can read. Ross said, Mary said that the bees were protecting their beehive, and I thought she said they were protecting their hoo-ha. And so Ross said, see, you were a lazy boy. And I said, why? I said, because you didn't understand the word, right? You thought they, I said, what word? And he said, the hive, that they were protecting their hive. He said, you thought they were protecting, you thought she said knife. Mm-hmm. Of course, I hadn't thought that she said knife. I thought that she said hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha. Hoo-ha.